NUE Mobile. What's going on, brother? You doing all right?
I'm doing good, but I'm heading over the mountain. I'll leave you here in just a minute, unless you want to bounce over to the other repeater.
Well, I'm up here at the deer camp. I don't think I'm all, may not be able to get into White Oak. I've never tried it, but, what time tomorrow?
Around 12 o'clock works for me. It works for y'all.
Same place?
That don't matter. You pick anywhere around through there is good with me.
Oh, good. We'll just meet right there at, meet there at Five Guys.
Sounds good. But if you want to jump over on that 70-centimeter repeater, we can jump over there. I know you can hit it.
I don't have it in my truck. In the radio in the truck. I put it on the station at home, but I haven't put it in the truck here.
All you got to do is dial it up on the VFO. There's no tone on it, so not a big deal.
What's the frequency?
442.850.
850, right?
Correct.
Stand by. It'll take me a minute.
X, and I'll be clear.
KO4HKX. KX, KO4NUE. UE, no contact. I'm clear.
For CEF Mobile.
IW Mobile.
NUE Mobile.
Andrew, and this is KO4CEF.
And Andrew, this is Chad. Mobiling around here in Liberty today.
I swear there was somebody else in there. Go ahead, contact.
KC6IW, Jeff. I'm in Greenville. I was going to say hi to both of you, and I heard jump on and thought I'd respond. I meant to, I've heard Chad also. Still have not forgotten about picking up the study booklets to try to get my neighbor. I'm trying to get my neighbor into ham radio. AC6IW.
Sure, I got it. The propane guy came the other day, filled our propane tank up at $4.80 a gallon. So my wife turned the furnace off yesterday and said, go get some firewood. So that's what I'm doing today. $4.85 a gallon. $2.65 was the last time we filled up. Into the repeater, bud. I didn't get a whole lot of what you said. Something about a barbecue propane tank, but listen, I'm at my destination. I hate to be so short, but Andrew, nice talking with you there for a little bit, brother. Always nice to talk with you. KO4NUE, and I will be clear.
3C. KO4C, if not be standing by. Jeff, you're still there. I'm on the road for a little while.
I didn't get all your calls, and I forgot your name. It's AC6IW, and I think it was K4C. I can't remember the rest, but I'm mobile and coming up on like the Haywood Mall area. I have an external antenna in my car, but maybe it'll get better.
Ted, I think you do a lot better than I did. Most of the time, I can't remember any part of the call sign. My brain just gets scrambled, but it's KO4CEF. But, yeah, this is Andrew on this end. I'm traveling from Greer to Holman-Spartanburg right now.
KO4CEF. Andrew, it's good to meet you. Yeah, I'm going to pick up my daughter and take her to the Haywood Mall, and she's going to do some Christmas shopping, and I'm going to take her to ballet out in Malden. So I just figured I'd answer and see how it works. I'm just on a handy talkie with an external antenna on my car.
mean, the external antenna's doing all right. Which kind of antenna are you running? Because I tried a couple of them. The ones that hang on the window, I never had any luck with. I ended up buying one of the little MFJ. Oh, I can't remember the name of it. It's a little bitty mount. I mean, the mount's no bigger than a half dollar. And it's just got a normal 19-inch whip on it. And that worked much better for me.
Yeah, I think it's like a Comet mount. What's the other company that makes antennas similar to Comet? The antenna's made by a company that's now in Georgia. I forget the name of it. But it's a 2 meter 440, but it's designed to not need a ground because my hatch on my Nissan Murano is plastic, so I don't really have a way to get it tied into the ground unless I run a strap or something to the car body.
That's similar to what I ran into with my car. The only really place I could put it was on the roof, and most of that was all the sunroof, so I ended up with that little, I finally found the little MFJ mag mount. I mean, this thing is, the mount itself is tiny, but it works awesome compared to what I was running, because the window mount's just, I mean, I think anything that just doesn't get a ground plane doesn't quite do as well. I think at the end of the day, everything needs a little bit of a ground plane, because there's got to be something that makes the other half of the antenna, or the other part of the antenna. So I like what I got now, but I mean, you're getting in the repeater. Every once in a while, you got a little scratchy, but like right now, you're coming in a whole lot better. It's KO4CEF or ID.
For CEF, AC6IW. Yeah, I like this mount, the Comet mount. It's at least for what I'm using it for, because my Nissan Murano has this hatch that's got a weird shape to it, and it curves and it goes in an angle. So I've got it like in the lower part of the hatch, right above the tail light, and I can rotate it and angle it so it's vertical. It's pretty cool. I think it's pretty well thought out. Maybe what I should do is connect like a braided strap or something into the body of the car for a ground plane. I like the antenna too, but it'd be cool to get a longer one or something. I think this is quarter wave. I don't think it's 5/8. I'm not sure, but I don't know. Any higher would probably be hitting stuff when I'm driving the car, so don't want that either. But yeah, you're hitting the repeater good. And how long have you been a ham? This is AC6IW.
Yeah, I've been a ham. Shoot. Oh, man. Been coming up on my second year of being a ham radio operator in January, I believe. That's when I got my technician. So upgraded to general last June, I think. Shoot, man, I'm losing my mind already. But one thing, before I forget, another thing you can look at for your radio, I use it in my car. Like right now I'm in my truck, so I can run 25, 50 watts. But VTech makes a amp, and it's fairly inexpensive. It's probably $70. You have to pick which frequency, whether you want 2 meters or 440. But it plugs into a cigarette lighter, and you can... Basically, what I do is I run the antenna to the VTech amp, and then I run from the VTech amp to the radio, and when I key my HT up when I'm in the car, it will key the amp up, and it'll do 30 watts, 30 to 40, but I think it's right around 30 watts that you can add to an HT, and it just plugs into the cigarette lighter.
Before, there's a company that makes one that does 2 meters and 440 also. I thought about getting that. Debating like by the time I get through with doing that, I might as well buy another radio that I can just leave in the car, you know? So, I mean, there's always something else to buy. It's kind of fun though. But congratulations on getting your ham ticket. I've been a ham a long time, but since maybe the early 80s, but then gotten out of it and got back into it and just got back into it again. about 3 months ago or so. So it's fun, and I like the hobby and all the different things about it. It's kind of neat. Talking to people is fun.
I enjoy it. The thing I still got to get over is HS. Like, when I first started, you know, keying up the repeaters was real nerve-wracking to me for some reason. And even every once in a while, I get to where I won't do it. But on HF, I still cannot to this day pick up the microphone and call CQ. I don't know what it is, why I have such a mental block about it, but I just feel like everybody in the world is going to hear me, and I'm going to be screwing it up the whole time.
It's kind of a little bit weird. You know, it's kind of like public speaking and standing up in front of a group of people for the first time and thinking, oh no, I hope they don't think I'm stupid or something. I mean, I've taught and had to speak in front of groups of people, and, you know, but it feels like that getting back into it. For me, I did my first CW contact in probably like 20 years, maybe a week or so ago, and that felt really weird. I kept messing up, couldn't even spell my name, and just missed my call a couple times, and I was like, oh, man. But, you know, you get better the more you do it, and it gets to where it feels more comfortable. But, yeah, if you're on a break, you got to get on there and try that, because it's pretty cool. I sometimes sit back and listen to them, because I like to see where people are from and what they're talking about. Usually, when I get on there, I'll do a few DX things in the day, and then I really like to listen to like 75 meters or 40 meters, and, you know, talk to people. They're in a group of people. It's kind of fun to just listen and interject with them as well. AC-670.
I don't know how long it's going to take me to finally get over it. And like you, like Morse code. Now, granted, I wasn't required to do it, so it's been an uphill battle just to try to memorize it, especially with two youngins running around the house. I did my first real Morse code contact probably a month or two ago, and then I just kind of stepped away from it again. Like, you know, I was listening to it all the time, and now I've just kind of taken a break from it, but... You know, it was nice to be able to call out and get most of the conversation. I'm still not comfortable enough where I can get all of it, but if I go 5 to 8 words a minute, I can copy most of the, you know, most everything. I can't hear it and make words out of it. I got to be able to either write it down or type it out or something, and I can get it from there. But yeah, that's been an uphill battle for me. It's a challenge, but man, I got to get back into it.
6IW for ID. Yeah, I know what you mean. Writing it down is, I mean, I have to do that too. I can't remember it in my head. I can hear some words. I mean, as it goes faster, it's starting to come back to me in some words that are common, like at or the or that or one or whatever, words that are more often you start to like hear that, whoa, someone's trying to turn left onto Pleasantburg with a semi-truck, and it's kind of crazy just watching them. I need to probably go back to driving. I'm turning left, and my daughter's in the car, and we're going to the mall, but we'll have to actually talk on HF sometime. I usually listen on here off and on throughout the day and the evening, so when you hear me on or want to call out to me, that's fine. I'm probably one of the few people with a 6 call, because I kept that, because I'm born in California and got my call in California a long time ago. I'll let you go. This is AC-6IW, 73s.
73s to you. It's definitely been a pleasure. And, I'm usually on, you know, 4 to 5 o'clock, usually always around the evening sometimes. It's been the one time I walk out of work. If you're ever on in the mornings, I'm usually around 5 a.m. to 5:30. There's a couple of us get on around that time frame. So, if you're ever around, just give us a holler. And, and I'll usually throw my call sign out whenever I get off work. So if you're around, just holler back at me. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be standing by.
KP2HXS.
CEF, go ahead.
Name. Greenville, yay. Fought all the traffic, yay.
Yeah, well, that's an adventure in and of itself.
Well, I had a job to do out in Pendleton today, so I had to get out there and get that done and making my way back.
Right, do you do like heating and air stuff, is that right?
Yeah, don't tell everybody because then they'll ask me for help when it gets cold.
Yes. I'm glad my support unit's working fine. It's about time to bust out the kerosene heater, but then we keep going back and forth between 65 degree days and 28 degrees in the morning.
Yeah, that's. And my heat pump at my house is having a hard time. Goes into defrost a lot.
It's crazy lately. I try to avoid flipping back and forth between heating and air. But, you know, some days it gets warm enough and you just got to flip the air back on.
If we don't do that, my wife will put the fan in circulate mode. The fan will come on and off automatically during the day hours. But, yeah, we don't ever put the AC on. Not this time of year, anyway.
Have to grab the wife a blanket and I'll turn the air on. Especially when we hit like, you know, mid-70s, the house will warm up with the sun and everything else. I'm like, I can't do it. I'm not that kind of person.
Just open the windows and run the ceiling fans. I don't need the air conditioning until it gets above 75 in the house.
Hey, how's your day been?
Good. Went out to Pendleton, did what I had to do. Got the people up and running. And they're happy as can be.
At the end of the day, right?
Oh, yeah. Make customers happy. That's all I got to do. Keep them cool in the summer. Keep them warm in the winter.
I keep doing that, and they'll keep coming back when they need you.
That's kind of what I figure. Yeah, I'm a fix-it guy. I'd rather fix the unit as best I can to keep it going if it's possible. And then, you know, when it gets to be 20 years plus old, then we think about replacing.
Unfortunately, but yeah, I think it's the way to go. Because, I mean, at the end of the day, that word gets around. Somebody's always needing somebody and do a good job. And, you know, that word of mouth recommendations far above what you can find on Google.
Is too, you know, it's parts and pieces are getting expensive and hard to come by. And forget trying to find a system. Oh, my gosh. The price is going up the roof.
Is that right? Everything's going to the roof now. I'm surprised gas has come down any, but I think last time I filled up, it was finally below $3. I ain't even looked again to see what it's going to be next time I fill back up.
QT down here by Pleasantburg on Wade Hampton, and it was $2.79 a gallon.
Man, they charge. It used to be mid-grade would be like 10, 15 cents more. I swear now, you can get where it's 30, 40 cents more a gallon.
At best, on 87. That's all I put in. In fact, this thing will run on pure ethanol if I put it, but I don't want to pay for that either.
Do that. Shoot, my lease car from work, I got to put mid-grade in it. It's either mid-grade or premium, and I ain't put premium. But I'll do mid-grade. My truck takes diesel, and, you know, it's usually right around, if not a little above or beyond, mid-grade price. So, as long as diesel stays down, I'll stay happy.
Imagine driving a diesel truck right now. Good God. Yeah, the truckers out there, I know I drove truck for a long time, but, man, them owner-operators probably going out of their mind paying what they're paying for fuel right now.
I mean, at one point in time, we got to where, you know, if I'm got to stop and get fuel in the morning on work, I won't take the time to fill my truck up. I'll put $20 in it, and that way I can get on to work. But, you know, at one point in time, we got to where prices were so good, you know, I'd go inside and pay for 20, and then I think the pump's just running over because I would get more fuel than what I think. Now if I do that, I don't hardly get nothing.
Yeah. $20 gets you a quarter tank, maybe.
Don't like to move the needle.
No, heck no.
For DWS, Caleb here. Yeah, $20, and you're going to have to stop again on the way to work to fill up even more.
Caleb, that's just the way it is right now. It's weighing so much nowadays. Nobody's going to pay $3
unfortunately, my day job, I'm 10 minutes from the house. This one was one of my jobs, so I had to drive my personal vehicle out to Pendleton.
I drive my truck back and forth to work because I like doing it, but, you know, it's 25 miles each way, so it takes its toll, but some days I'll drive my lease car from work, but I usually like to leave it with the wife since she runs short errands and it's not good on my truck to just kind of jump in it, ride down the road, and turn it right back off.
Oh, gotcha. Hey, I got to jump out here. Got to make a quick stop, and I'll be back in a few minutes. We'll catch you later, KB2HXS.
7-3, I should be pulling in the driveway shortly, so I'm going to get out and head inside and start getting ready for take the boys to Boy Scouts tonight. So it's been good talking to you. This is KO4CF, and I'll be clear.